This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. What is trait normalization, and why it makes toxic traits invisible over time? How repeated exposure turns damaging behavior into background noise? In short, toxic trait normalization is what happens when harmful behavior repeats long enough that people stop reacting to it as harmful. Toxic traits do not disappear over time. Our ability to see them clearly does. Normalization is gradual, which is precisely what makes it so dangerous. The moment a damaging behavior feels ordinary, it has already done significant work. Definition: toxic trait normalization is the process by which repeated exposure to a harmful behavior causes those around it to lower their threshold for concern, gradually accepting as normal what should remain unacceptable. The behavior does not change. The people tolerating it do. Think about the colleague who interrupted others in every meeting. At first, people noticed. Someone pushed back. There was tension. Then, slowly, the interruptions just became part of how that team operated. New people joined and absorbed the pattern without question. Nobody planned to let it happen. Nobody voted for it. It simply settled in, the way silt settles in a riverbed, silently and without announcement. That is what toxic trait normalization does. It does not announce itself. It moves slowly, eroding the ground beneath a team or relationship until what once felt wrong feels routine. Understanding toxic trait normalization is not an academic exercise. It is how you protect the people and environments you care about. When harmful behavior becomes the baseline. I want to be precise about what we mean by a toxic trait before we talk about how normalization works. A toxic trait is a consistent pattern of behavior that damages the people around it. Not a bad day. Not a sharp word under pressure. A pattern: the chronic undermining, the blame shifting, the public humiliation disguised as humor, the passive refusal to cooperate dressed up as business. What makes these traits destructive is not their intensity on any single occasion. It is their consistency. They repeat. And repetition is exactly the mechanism through which normalization takes root. Here is how it typically unfolds. A behavior occurs and causes discomfort. People react. Internally or openly. When nothing changes, people react again, but with slightly less force. After enough repetitions, the reaction fades entirely. The discomfort has not resolved. It has been suppressed into background noise. The brain, designed to triage threats, stops flagging a stimulus it encounters without consequence. This is not weakness. It is the same adaptive function that helps you stop noticing the hum of a refrigerator. The problem is that some things are worth continuing to notice. This connects directly to the erosion of psychological safety on teams. When toxic behavior becomes normalized, people stop trusting that raising concerns will lead to change, so they stop raising them. The silence looks like peace. It is not. The real cost of not seeing it clearly. When a team stops seeing a toxic trait for what it is, several things happen simultaneously. Standards drop. The lowest tolerated behavior becomes the new floor. People calibrate their own conduct against what they observe being accepted, not against what the organization claims to value. Trust deteriorates quietly. People cannot always articulate why they feel uneasy, but they feel it. They arrive at meetings already braced. They choose their words carefully in ways that limit honesty. They contribute less because the environment no longer feels safe for full contribution. Good people leave. This is the cost most organizations count too late. They lose someone excellent, run an exit interview that surfaces vague discomfort, and never trace it back to the normalized pattern that drove them out.
The leaving happens months after the damage was done.
If you want to understand what avoiding difficult conversations actually costs a team over time, normalization is a large part of your answer. Silence is not neutral. It is active permission. How toxic trait normalization shows up in real situations. Let me give you three situations. See if any of them feel familiar. The team that stopped pushing back. A senior team member had a habit of dismissing ideas in group settings with a short, cold phrase. That is not how we do things here. It happened regularly. Early on, the team pushed back. Over 2 years, the pushback became rarer. New members watched how established members responded, which was by staying quiet, and mirrored it. By year 3, nobody presented a new idea in that room without preemptively softening it into near irrelevance. The toxic trait had not intensified. It had simply been given enough time to reshape the team's behavior completely. The friendship that drifted.
Two people had been close for a long time. One had a pattern of making cutting remarks when she felt insecure, then reframing them as jokes when challenged. The first few times, her friend called it out. Over years, he stopped calling it out and started absorbing it. He began to believe the remarks contained some truth. He grew quieter in her presence. He did not notice the shift because it happened one small step at a time. When he finally examined the friendship, he could not remember the last time he had felt genuinely respected in it. The manager who modeled it. A manager had a habit of speaking over direct reports in meetings with clients. The team noticed early on and found it demoralizing. Within 18 months, two members of that team had adopted the same behavior with their own subordinates. Nobody taught them to do this. They absorbed it as the operating standard. Toxic traits replicate through normalization. They spread not by instruction, but by sustained example. These patterns show up wherever people interact. The communication mistakes that quietly destroy team cohesion are often not dramatic failures. They are normalized habits that nobody challenges anymore. Three things people get wrong about toxic traits. The first, false belief. If nobody is complaining, it probably is not that bad. Silence is not evidence of tolerance. It is evidence of resignation. When people stop raising concerns about a behavior, it usually means they have concluded that raising concerns will not change anything. The absence of complaint and the absence of harm are entirely different things. One is a social signal. The other requires actual observation. The second, false belief. It has always been this way, so it must be manageable. Duration is not the same as acceptability. A pattern that has persisted for 3 years has not proven it is manageable. It has proven that people have adapted to managing around it, quietly absorbing its costs in ways that rarely show up on any measure you're tracking. Ask yourself what the team has stopped doing or stopped saying since the pattern took hold. The answer is usually longer than people expect. The third, false belief. That is just who they are. You cannot change a person's nature. This belief is the most comfortable one, because it removes the obligation to act. But toxic traits are behaviors, and behaviors occur in contexts that either reinforce or challenge them. When a behavior is consistently met with consequences, it shifts. When it is consistently met with silence or accommodation, it deepens. The belief that nothing can change almost always ensures that nothing does. This is directly connected to addressing passive-aggressive behavior before it calcifies into the team's standard operating mode. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Recognizing the moment normalization has taken hold. You can identify normalization by the language people use. That is just how he is. She has always been like this. You get used to it. It is not worth fighting. These phrases are not descriptions of reality. They are signs of surrender that has been repackaged as wisdom. Another clear signal new people react with discomfort to something the established group no longer notices. If a new team member mentions something that strikes them as off, and the veterans exchange a knowing look, that knowing look is your diagnostic. The veterans have normalized what the newcomer correctly identified as a problem. A third signal is when concern has a ceiling. People will discuss a toxic trait in private, in lowered voices, never in the room where the behavior occurs, and never with the person who carries it. The private discussion exists because the awareness persists. The lowered voices reveal that the awareness has been pushed underground rather than acted on. If you are working through how to actually name these patterns in conversation, scripts for addressing team members who undermine group functioning can give you precise language to work with. Breaking the cycle before it fully closes. The hardest part of addressing normalized toxic traits is not the confrontation itself. It is rebuilding your own perception beforehand. You need to see the behavior clearly again, as if for the first time, before you can name it accurately to someone else. Write it down. Describe the specific behavior, when it occurs, and the measurable effect it has on the people around it. This process of writing removes the fog of familiarity. It forces you out of the adapted position and back into honest observation. Then name it, directly and specifically. Not sometimes there is tension in the room, but when you dismiss ideas with that phrase in group settings, people stop contributing. Specific language is the antidote to the vague discomfort that normalization produces. Using clear, direct language structured around your own experience is far more likely to land without triggering defensiveness. Hold the new standard consistently. One honest conversation is not enough. Normalization took time to establish, and reversing it requires the same patience. When the behavior recurs, name it again. When it does not, acknowledge the change. Teams rebuild trust when they see that the new standard is real and that someone has the courage to maintain it. Building genuine empathy in how you raise these issues is not about softening the message. It is about delivering it in a way the other person can actually receive. What you should do with this understanding. This much I know for certain: recognizing a pattern and acting on it are two different skills, and the gap between them is where most of the damage accumulates. If you have read this and recognize something in your team, your organization, or your own closest relationships, do not wait for the behavior to escalate before you respond. Normalization gains strength through delay. The longer a toxic trait operates without challenge, the more thoroughly it rewires the expectations of everyone around it. Trust your original reaction. The discomfort you felt the first time a behavior occurred was accurate. You were right to feel it. The fact that you feel it less now does not mean the behavior has become less harmful. It means you have adapted, which is exactly what normalization requires of you. Toxic trait normalization is not an inevitable end state. It is a process, and processes can be interrupted. The interruption requires clear eyes, direct language, and the willingness to hold a standard even when accommodation has become the easier and more familiar option. That willingness is not a personality trait. It is a skill, and like any skill, you can build it. Frequently asked questions. What is toxic trait normalization? Toxic trait normalization is the gradual process by which harmful behavior stops triggering concern because those around it have adapted to its presence. Over time, what once seemed unacceptable becomes a baseline, and the damage it causes quietly continues without challenge or correction. How does toxic trait normalization happen in a team? It happens through repeated exposure without consequence. When a toxic behavior goes unchallenged once, it becomes easier to ignore the second time. After enough repetitions, the team adjusts its expectations downward, and the behavior becomes part of the unspoken culture. What are the warning signs of toxic trait normalization? Watch for people using phrases like, "that is just how they are," or "it has always been this way." When concern about a behavior has completely disappeared, and nobody remembers when it felt wrong, normalization has already taken hold and repair work is needed. Why do people stop noticing toxic traits over time? The human mind adjusts to repeated stimuli. What once caused alarm gradually becomes familiar, then invisible. This same mechanism that helps us adapt to harmless change also makes us dangerously comfortable with destructive patterns that should remain unacceptable. What is the difference between accepting someone's flaws and normalizing toxic traits? Accepting flaws means acknowledging imperfection while keeping your own standards intact. Normalizing toxic traits means your standards have shifted to accommodate the harm. The key difference is whether the behavior still costs the people around it something real, like trust, safety, or honest communication. I do reverse toxic trait normalization once it has taken hold. You name what has happened without blame. Bring the original behavior back into focus, describe the cost it has been carrying, and establish a new clear standard going forward. Reversal requires courage, specific language, and the willingness to hold the new line consistently. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.